You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back, and I want to thank our medical marijuana doctor on staff, Dr. Michelle Weiner, for joining us again. Dr. Michelle, welcome back.
Thank you for having me again.
It's my pleasure. Well, everybody I see when I'm out in the field always asks me about my medical marijuana doctor, so I wanted to get it out there so people could find you. First of all, let's start a little bit of background. What's your background in being a doctor? Because you're really a real doctor.
I am a real doctor. I went to University of Miami for my residency. I did a fellowship in interventional pain management, and I've been in private practice for 6 years now. And I practice in actually the Tri-County area, so of Miami, Broward, and Palm Beach. And what happened was I was seeing a lot of patients who were on chronic opioids for pain management. And when medical marijuana became legal about 2 years ago, I decided to do my research and see if this could be an alternative for my patients. And over the past 2 years, we're actually doing a study with FIU that we have IRB approval, and we've gotten a lot of our patients off of opioids, off of medications for anxiety and sleep aids. So we're getting great results, and it's not just the pain patients, but there's a lot of other indications in Florida to be a medical marijuana patient as well.
Well, I first want to say is that 20 years ago, I got a back injury, and I went to UM for physical therapy and pain management, and those are the two. I see the two doctors that you trained under, so that's how I know for sure that this is just really a continuation and complementary to the prescription medications that I take. So let's talk a little bit about why CBD. Why I'm on very strong medicine for my back. It's anti-inflammatory. It's something like Lyrica. Why is CBD an alternative for me?
So the cannabis plant has over 100 cannabinoids. There are all these different substances, and we all know about THC, which is a psychoactive part of the plant. So there's one part that can actually make people have that intoxicating effect or feel high, and that's called THC. But not everybody needs THC, and the other component that's very predominant in the plant is called CBD or cannabidiol. And so CBD is what people hear about when they talk about Charlotte's Web for kids who...
We lost you, Dr. Michelle. Can you hear us? You back, Dr. Yes. Michelle?
Yes. Can
okay.
You hear me?
Yeah. You talked about Charlotte Webb, and then the hamster stopped running around in the hamster machine there. So CBD is like what people heard about Charlotte's Webb. That's where we lost
right.
it.
Right. So that's where that Charlotte's Webb is a type of CBD that was used for a little kid named Charlotte Figgy who had seizures, and it's the non psychoactive part. And so that's how that became very popular. But CBD has a lot of other benefits. It's a great antioxidant and anti-inflammatory. People who are suffering from joint osteoarthritis, okay. In the body, in their GI tract, it's very effective for inflammatory types of pain. It's also great for anxiety. So people who want to stop taking Xanax and Klonopin or just manage their daily, stress in their life, it's very effective for that. And it doesn't cause side effects like people are familiar with. Nobody's going to get high, and also it can actually be very effective for sleep. So if you take more of it, it'll actually help people who have problems with insomnia so that they don't have to take these addictive sleep aids like Ambien and Lunesta. So it's basically looked at as a dietary supplement, and there's a lot of places to buy it. It's just important where you buy it, because you don't really have to be a patient, medical marijuana patient in order to use CBD. You can buy it even on the internet. You just have to make sure where you're buying it has been third-party lab tested to make sure there's not pesticides and lead or mold in it, and to make sure it doesn't have a high amount of THC. It has to legally have less than 0.3% THC to be considered hemp CBD. And then once you are a patient, you can get CBD from the dispensaries in Florida.
So how does somebody become a patient, and who's a good candidate?
So there's a course that physicians have to take in Florida to become certified. And once the physician takes that course, they're able to register patients to be, on the medical marijuana use registry. However, since we didn't learn this in medical school, and the course is only a two-hour course, There's not many physicians in Florida that are actually educated, and a lot of physicians are really learning from their patients. And so I've been doing it for 2 years, and I've done, you know, my reading. I have probably 1,000 patients by now. And in terms of who can be a patient, there's 10 qualifying conditions in Florida. It's HIV, AIDS, PTSD, glaucoma, Crohn's, epilepsy, cancer, ALS, Parkinson's, MS, or you can have any chronic debilitating condition. So, for example, anxiety is similar to PTSD. So if you have anxiety, you're a qualifying patient. Or if you have muscle spasms, it's something that is similar to a patient, let's say, suffering from MS. So it's actually an interesting thing in Florida because they gave us these opened it up by saying, or you can have any like condition of one of the 10.
Okay.
So you have to see a qualified physician like myself, have, you know, a physical exam, go through a history, and then we review the different products at the dispensaries, the different routes of administration or delivery methods. Nothing is smoked. It's all an oil base that can either be inhaled. You can use sublingual drops or capsules or topical cream. And then we go through if you need THC or just CBD or a combination of the two.
You know, it's real interesting. We only have a couple of minutes left. You know, I think it's interesting because there's all these different levels of treatments. It doesn't have to be high THC or high CBD. There's stuff in the middle. How do you determine what the best combination is for somebody?
So the interesting thing about marijuana is that it is very much personalized, and that's what physicians have a hard time with because they're used to a medication coming in a certain milligram, for example. So how THC affects one person may be very different than how it affects another, and so we usually start low and go slow and kind of titrate up and see the effect. And we don't want to miss, you know, that point or their so-called sweet spot. So it's a slow titration of seeing how the patient's going to be affected. And we usually use a tincture or a sublingual route so that we're able to gauge how that response is and make sure it's not lasting too long, for example, in an edible or a capsule form. So it's an interesting practice of medicine. It kind of brings back more of the art to the, you know, practice of medicine more than just the science.
It's beautiful. Hey, Dr. Michelle, if people want to find you, they want to get in touch with you, they want to become your patient, how do they do that?
My office number is 305-974-5533, and my website is drmichellewiener.com.
And you're available for consultation in Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties?
That's correct.
Well, listen, Dr. Michelle, I want to thank you so much for taking care of me and my beautiful wife, Vivian. You know, we've been continuing to work with you on your therapeutic treatments. It's really helped both of us. I'm actually got to say I'm flabbergasted and amazed at the incredible success that I've seen with Vivian. It's really helped her sleep and helped her pain. And same with me. So I want to thank you so much for helping us. And I hope that our listeners will also give you a call or reach out to you if they think that this natural alternative to pharmaceutical medicine can help them. Dr. Michelle, again, it was the website and your phone number.
DrMichelleWiener.com, 305-974-5533. Thank you for having me again.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Doctor, and thank you for being the doctor for us and our fans. We'll be back after this. We're going to interview Nikki Fried. We're going to hear more from Nikki Fried about why she's going to help us all out when she's the agriculture commissioner. Dr. Michelle, thanks again for being with us today.
Thank you.
All right. Back after this one to take it away.